Welcome to the last in this series of four podcasts. Join Bishop Tricia as she takes the four traditional themes of the season of Advent, hope, peace, joy, and love, and looks at their message for the times we're living in. Bishop Tricia's final reflection is all about love, the love that will not let go of us.
Hope lights the candle. Peace steadies the heart. Joy awakens the spirit. But love completes the story.
John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them.
So this Advent, we have already come very far. We began with hope, the steady flame that refuses to be extinguished by darkness. We moved to peace, not as absence, the absence of struggle, say, but the deep assurance of God's presence in the midst of life. We reflected next on joy, rooted in the very joy that God has in his world, and the joy that we believe will one day transform the world. Now we come to the final and the greatest theme of Advent, love. Not the fragile love that depends on our own efforts, not the hesitant or the conditional love that is so often offered us, but God's love, the love that will not let us go. In Luke's gospel, we see this love made tangible, made visible and touchable. His breath rising with that of the animals in the depth and the coolness of the night that he was born. The shepherds in the fields had heard the news of his coming and raced to find the ones of whom the angels had said, "To you is born this day a saviour who is Christ, the Lord." Not to the powerful or to the professionally holy or to the prestigious. It was to shepherds that news of love came. It was as if God wanted to make something unmistakably clear. No one is too small to be seen. No one is too distant to be heard. And so those shepherds got up from the grass, from the stones and the dirt of the hills around Bethlehem, and they urged one another, encouraging one another, saying, "Let's go now to Bethlehem and see." And so they ran with haste. Towards what? Towards love. And what did they find? Not a throne or a temple, not a spectacle. What they found was, of course, a child. A child who breathed our air and who shares our vulnerability and who rested in the arms of tired and weary parents. And this is the astonishing truth of Christmas towards which we're turning our eye this last week of Advent. God does not love us from a distance. God draws near. God enters the world as we enter it. Small, dependent, needing to be held. Having found love, having found him, the shepherds left the manger changed. They didn't keep this news to themselves, and they made it known. They returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, we're told. The love they experienced sent them back into their ordinary lives, their fields, their neighbours, but they returned different. That's the pattern of our discipleship too. We come to Jesus, we receive and discover love, and we're carrying that love back into the world, which he loved so greatly and loves still. We do that not perfectly, not always confidently, but truthfully, because we have seen something that we cannot forget. Hope lights the candle. Peace steadies the heart. Joy awakens the spirit. But love completes the story. Love is the reason that God came. Love is the reason that Christ moves amongst us still. And love is the promise that remains when everything else has fallen away. Love has come, love is here, and love will never let us go. So let us this Advent, as Christmas draws near, like the shepherds, run towards love. Let us pray. Jesus, you are love embodied, love beyond measure. Help us to rest in your unshakable love. Then send us to share this love freely in a world which longs to be loved and to know love. May our lives witness to your grace and your love, which gives life to all. Amen.
Bishop Tricia has prepared some notes to accompany each of these reflections, some questions for personal consideration or perhaps discussion within a group or with a friend or family member. And you can find these at our website, sodorandman.im. Thank you for listening.